sixth graders, Megan and Illa, are singing a song about salmon in their Otna Athabaskan dialect. But some Alaska Native leaders fear that the salmon and the Alaska Native way of life may disappear by the time the girls grow up. Andrea Carman is executive director of the International Indian Treaty Council, which has fought for Native rights since 1974.
And was actually the first Indigenous organization to get what's called consultative status with the United Nations Economic and Social Council. So we've been working for recognition of Indigenous peoples' human rights, including land rights, treaty rights, subsistence rights.
Carmen's group hosted a workshop in Anchorage Friday to hear from Alaskans regarding the local impacts of climate change.
I just got back from Barcelona and finding, sad to say, among the governments of the world discussing solutions to climate change, there's actually very little consideration of human rights of Indigenous peoples or any other peoples.
Carmen says human rights and climate change are linked.
The causes of climate change are directly impacting Indigenous peoples' human rights, our food sovereignty and right to food, our right to not be forcibly relocated, our right to free, prior, and informed consent, which all of these are rights that are in international law but are especially recognized for Indigenous peoples in the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples.
Food is a basic human right, and Vi Wari of Savunga says climate warming has only increased levels of pollution found in the Arctic, even affecting the whales that her villagers depend on.
We have a right to know about these toxic chemicals from the military legacy and also these chemicals, persistent organic pollutants that trespass into our environment and ending up in our traditional foods.
Carmen says Indigenous peoples noted environmental changes long before Western scientists took the matter seriously.
But we're seeing corn not growing anymore in our desert communities. We're seeing fish decrease. I gave an example of one river in British Columbia where the fish return, sockeye, had decreased from 700,000 to 100,000 in a matter of just a few years. And the scientists came in to confirm what Indigenous peoples already were saying, is that it was caused by a half a degree temperature rise in the river temperature, and salmon being an indicator species are very sensitive to any environmental changes.
She says on an international level, discussions of eco-migrants or climate refugees are already starting, and that climate change is in reality a climate crisis, and it needs to be addressed by all peoples finding solutions on a local level.
I think our grandchildren are due no less from us.
Luke.